quarter, we saw kind of utilizing the pocket differently, extending plays. Is that stuff you've talked to him about, or is it just a byproduct of him being healthier? Because we didn't see that as much last year. Is that something that can be part of this game moving forward? Extending plays, running a few times?
Yeah, I think it could be part of his game. I think that's what the good quarterbacks do. They know when. You know, there's the right time to take off, when you can sit in the pocket a little longer. You know, the situations of the game, down in distance, there's a number of different things that come in to play there. But, you know, he made some guys miss in space, which was good to see. So it was great. He did a nice job for us.
Did you talk to him about sliding differently rather than head first?
Yeah, that's something you always talk about. But there is a competitor in everybody, and there's certain plays that you definitely want to get down and slide, and there's certain opportunities you have to go head first. So there's a time and place for both of them.
How did you think he did with your –
They did a really nice job. I think the entire unit, you know, until, you know, we had a couple turnovers there, unfortunately, at the end. But I think as a group, the game day operation for the first time together, you know, in an entire game. We've played the preseason games, but we didn't play 60 minutes together there. So I think they all did a nice job, and Trevor did a good job of running the huddle and getting us in and out of certain plays and certain situations, checking the things. So I look for the entire offense, not just Trevor, to get better on a weekly basis. I like all the coaches. I think we did a great job, and they've all worked with me in other places, so I think they understand, you know, now having five games under our belt with this staff, four preseason games, and then the opener the other night, that they understand, hey, we're all in this thing together. We're going to communicate a lot, so it's great to have all the staff that's on the field or the guys that do a great job up in the booth to help us.
I mean, some people would keep you on the field and then him in the booth just because of the quarterback offensive coordinator.
You know, there's all different ways of doing it. I really like, you know, I have a hard time sitting up in the booth. I've done it 1 year in the or 2 years in the past, since 2000. Didn't really enjoy it up there. So I'd much rather be a part of it down on the field. And, you know, I think the way Billy works with the quarterbacks on a daily basis, it's great to have him down here. And he's done an outstanding job with our quarterbacks.
Watching that fourth quarterback, anything you do differently? Is it just a couple bad bounces that didn't go your guys' way? Yep. You guys take their foot off the gas at all?
Don't turn the ball over. I mean, we're going to call plays. We're going to go out there and do certain things. We're not going to second guess things as a group. Some players will make a mistake. I'll make a bad call here and there. You learn from it. The most important thing is we won the game, and that's the great thing about it. You know, you look back at certain things. Sure, you'd say, hey, we could have done this, but we've got to learn from it and move on. That one's behind us, and the great thing is that we won the game. So, but, you know, we learned a lot as a group. You know, we got to put that game away, you know, and don't even make it close. Don't give them an opportunity. A great quarterback like Phillip. You know, we gave him a couple opportunities, and he made us pay for it. So we got to execute better in that situation.
Was your run game a result of you get what you emphasize? In other words, all offseason, it's get bigger, nastier, more physical. Is that kind of going in like, hey, we're going to trust you guys? Because you look like you remain committed, even when early it's a 2 or 3 yarder. Yeah. It's paid dividends later. Is that part of this mentality of this new group?
Yeah, I think they've done an outstanding job, you know, throughout the offseason program. We spent a lot of time in the offseason work on the running game also, because the first year you're teaching everyone the schemes and concepts, what you want to do, and we had so much to learn about our team. We're still learning a lot about our team. You know, playing that first 60 minutes together, we learned a lot from each other and how we're going to operate, and, you know, we're going to change on a weekly basis. But I think, you know, over time they've really developed a mentality. Now we just got to run the ball better in the fourth quarter. That'll be a big key moving forward. Of, you know, I was very pleased with it until the end there.
Given that Matt Paradis wasn't able to do much besides mental reps and OTAs and even through start of training camp, how impressive was it they came out there, played every snap, and did so well?
Well, I think when you go back and watch the film, the past, you know, since Matt's been here, and you see what he can do, you know, on games, you know, in games, excuse me, and having played against him, you know, my previous spot, you know what kind of player he is. But just the attention to detail and everything, the way he approached the rehab, there was no doubt in his mind. You know, from the very first day I talked to him, that he'd be ready to go in the opener, and he did a great job for us. We're very fortunate to have a guy like him, you know, as our center.
How'd Garrett Bowles do in his first NFL game?
Not bad. You know, I think it was a great test. Just one guy, but two premier pass rushers and two guys that play the run the way they do. They're very active. We knew it was a test. You know, that was the big one. You talk about keys to a game. 99 and 54 are a huge key, and they showed the type of great. They're a great player. They're going to make some plays, and we all understand that. You got to minimize those plays they can make as much as you can.
What was your overall impression of pass protection?
There was the good and the bad. You know, I think there's some times where Some things broke down, but when you have guys like the talented defense they have and the front they have, there's going to be some breakdowns. And, you know, you're physically going to get beat from time to time. I'm fine. That's going to happen in this game. And we got to help those guys like we did throughout the game. And there's a few mental things we got to clean up. And so, you know, we'll get better as time goes on.
Coach, outside of the interception, I think Trevor threw to the sticks or passed them every time on third down.
Uh-huh.
Has that been a major point of emphasis for him in the offseason?
We're trying to throw to the open guys, and I mean, not to be try to sound funny or anything like that, but we're going through a progression, and what we got to do to take advantage of, you know, what the progression is, and you know, what is the defense doing? You know, who are they trying to take away? They did a nice job in certain situations, changing some things up. We made some adjustments, and you know, the short yard or the down and distance things that determines sometimes how you throw the ball. You know, is it a catch and run opportunity? You have to throw it by the sticks, so that's going to change from, you know, play to play in each situation of the game.
Mike, what are you seeing from the Cowboys defense?
An aggressive style defense, plays extremely hard. You know, coaches' defense have always been that way. The Tampa days, the Chicago days, the days he's been in Dallas, technically sound, and they play extremely hard.
CJ and Jamal both averaged over 4 yards a carry. Didn't see D'Angelo, how kind of the running back rotation shake out, and were you happy with what they produced?
Yeah, I was happy with the way they played. There's some things I think that we're going to look back at and say we need to improve this week and play better, do some things better, whether it's a protection issue, whether it's ball security, a couple cuts in here and there. But I think the two of them did a really nice job for the first day. And, it all starts up front, and, you know, give the receivers a lot of credit for blocking too, the force and certain things. But we have room for improvement.
Where does Trevor get his resiliency from? Because anytime he has a near pick, he bounces back. He has a pick, he bounces back. It seems like he shakes things off in the problem.
Well, that's what the good ones have. You have to do that. I mean, we're all going to make mistakes. There's going to be some breakdown. It's just at the quarterback position, when there's a mistake, everybody sees it. There's plenty of other guys out there. You look at them, and they've got plenty of mistakes that no one says a word about. So, but he's a competitor. He's a good leader. All his teammates believe in him, and it's for those reasons. You know, when it's not always going to be perfect out there, but just bounce and play the next play.
The Dak, the Cowboys.
Uh huh.
They got that play where they're in the shotgun, Dak fakes it, read option, and pops over the middle. They do that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And Trevor's got that play a lot. By any chance, did you look at the Cowboys offense this offseason and how they do it? I know, or did you already have that play in and all that kind of stuff?
Well, I think it's a game of thievery. You know, we always look and you always evaluate teams, and you kind of steal things from team to team. They do a great job with the play you're talking about. We had plenty of success the past number of years, whether it was here, you know, or in San Diego with running those type of play-action passes. So we've had some of them, and we do steal some plays from other teams.
Okay. Thank you, Coach.
All right. Thank you.